Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
The Apostle James writes in James 1, verses 12 through 15, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. And remember, when you're being tempted, don't say, God is tempting me, because God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Well, today we wrap up our conversation with Dr. Julie Slattery of Authentic Intimacy, and we're discussing her brand new book for single women. It's a 6-week study called Sex and the Single Girl. On today's show, we're going to address some of the side effects of having sex outside of God's design of one man and one woman in marriage. I knew some of these things were true for men, but I was surprised when Julie confirmed them on the women's side as well. What am I talking about? Well, on today's podcast, we'll discuss several things. Number one, how and why sexual sin leads to depression and anger. Number two, why there is rampant mental illness among our college-age friends. And number three, why we're so confused about something so simple like gender. Today's show is titled, Painful Side Effects of Sexual Sin. Now, there are many, many people listening right now going, well, like, I'm following you guys up until we experience this death thing. And, you know, the Apostle James talks about this. I wonder if we would kind of not change that word death, Julie, but it's been my experience personally and ministering now that depression is a part of that slow death. And it's almost like this heaviness, this weightiness in our life from sexual sin and being angry as well. I think there's most definitely a direct correlation between sexual sin and anger, which also leads to depression. But that death is a slow death, and I see so many men just being depressed. Are you seeing that in the women as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only am I seeing it, but the research is bearing it out. And, you know, all the research is saying that the prevalence of mental illness in the Western world is just skyrocketing. You know, a recent study that I saw said that, you know, over 25% of college students in America would classify for a clinical diagnosis of some sort.
Wow.
Which 25%, and these are young men and women who have their lives ahead of them. And of course, these articles and these research studies aren't directly linking this to sexual choices. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But again, remember that sexual choices don't happen in a vacuum. How many of these young men and women are growing up in broken homes now? You know, where even their parents' sexual choices are impacting them. And then they begin making their own choices that, again, lead to shame and lead to depression and lead to, I don't know what true intimacy is. All my relationships are fleeting. Nobody really knows me. You know, those are the kind of phrases that we hear from people today, is life has no meaning and there's no one in the world you can trust. So the fallout of, again, this culture that says we should all experience, you know, the ultimate sexual pleasure and freedom is ending in a culture that is really hurting.
And it's interesting, all the words that Jesus used about himself and being life and living life to the fullness and experiencing life in him and apart from him, that we can do nothing. It's so true. And yet, for whatever reason, I guess we just don't want to, it's so hard for us to believe that, isn't it?
It is, you know, and Dustin, the Bible talks very clearly about the fact that we can be blinded by the God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in our world, we don't like to talk about things like that, but we do live in a spiritual space. And there is good and evil. And there is God and the enemy of God. And when we are deceived, there really is this element of, you know, we can be very spiritually blinded and make decisions without recognizing that we're making decisions that will end up hurting us. And so that's why, you know, I know your ministry and our ministry as well is really rooted in the truth of who Jesus is, because he takes away that blinding. You know, he helps us to see what truth is and to pursue it in a way that brings freedom, like real freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, he came to set the captives free, and he's the only one that's got the power to do that. So we're going to cling to him. We touched on gender confusion at the very beginning of the show. I wanted to kind of end on this topic of why is the world grappling with this idea that I can be whatever I want, that it's no longer male and female, but I can literally write in my own gender.
You know, Dustin, I think that the gender confusion that we see is one of the greatest examples of what happens in a postmodern culture. And what I mean by postmodern is, you know, the whole belief that there is no objective truth that we all need to conform to. And, you know, that began as, again, a message of freedom, that there is no God that you need to please. You can create your own truth. You can create your own morality. You know, as long as you don't hurt somebody else, you decide what's right and wrong for you. And when we live by that standard, that there's no objective truth that we need to conform to, we begin questioning things like the biology of our gender.
Mm.
And you know, this is an expression of postmodern thought. What is true about me is really what I feel and experience, not what other people affirm, not what physically is true about me. You know, my experience can override any physical truth. So that is what's behind this whole idea of gender confusion. And, you know, we used to call people when they would say, for example, get a surgery to change from male to female, we used to call that sex reassignment surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now the pressure is to call it sex confirm or gender confirmation surgery. So in other words, I might physically be female, but I was always a male. And now this surgery is going to confirm that. And again, it's a crazy leap to make to say my desire to be something other than I am, my experience of feeling other than I am, is more important than the physical reality of my biology. And unfortunately, again, as we normalize this and as we encourage young people to begin looking inward at, do you feel like you're more male or female or somewhere in between? The end result of this is not going to be freedom. It's going to be more depression. It's going to be more suicidal ideation. It's going to be more confusion. It's going to be more brokenness.
And this is the messiness that I just pray that we as the church, Julie, we engage in all of that. Everything that you just talked about, it's to not shy away from it, but to, you know, in the Gospel of John chapter 1, John writes that Jesus is both grace and truth, and he says it twice. Mm-hmm. And I love to look at the way that Jesus talked to people, especially sexual sinners, and he led with grace and he gave them truth. And, you know, we haven't done that well, certainly in the past, but that's my prayer, is that we can start doing that, because this is the kind of conversation that you go, wow, you know, where do we even start with this? Where does it talk about gender identity in the Bible? And I just want to encourage us, you know what, this is messy, but God gives us grace in the messiness, especially if we're a church leader there. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're absolutely right that, you know, for the most part, I think church traditions and individual Christians have felt like they needed to choose either to be people of grace or people of truth. And in reality, Jesus is saying that that's a false choice. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be like me, you will pursue both.
And, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good.
Only he can show us what that looks like, though. So we need him.
Well, Dr. Julie Slattery has been my guest. We've been talking about her brand new book, Sex and the Single Girl. And Julie, give us an idea. The folks that are listening, this is a daily podcast. And by God's grace, you have your own podcast, Java with Julie. And I listen to your podcast, and I smile when you do it because I can hear all the coffee in the background. I can hear all the people. And I just wonder, you know, can people like listen to this heavy topic that you're talking about inside the coffee shop? Give us an idea for those listening that aren't familiar with the podcast. Give us a commercial here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question because we talk about really heavy topics, and sometimes they're fun, but we talk about sexuality, we talk about women's issues, we talk about things like domestic violence, pornography, same-sex attraction. So we're talking about things that that the church typically doesn't address and questions that people have. Sometimes we will have conversations where I'm like, I can't even believe we're having this conversation right now. I can't believe I said those words out loud. And we do record it in a coffee shop in Colorado Springs. But here's a little secret. We record it upstairs, kind of in an annex. So while people can come up and they could certainly listen to our conversation, and we do get a lot of the coffee noise kind of flowing over. It's not like you're going to be sitting there with your 3-year-old. We're going to be saying all these words out loud. So it's kind of the best scenario because we get the coffee shop feel, but we do have some control of the environment and some privacy, particularly if we're going to be delving into some really sensitive issues.
Right. Well, I'm so glad that you produced that podcast. I certainly recommend it. For those of you listening to subscribe to that, Java with Julie, with Dr. Julie Slattery. AuthenticIntimacy.com is where you can learn more about Julie and this brand new book, Sex and the Single Girl. Julie, any final thoughts for us today? Any encouraging words?
Well, I just want to encourage you, Dustin, and what you're doing. I know that your heart, again, is to bring freedom and to be integrating the larger message of who God is into the questions that we have related to sexuality. And just so grateful for you and grateful to be able to meet your audience. So thanks so much.
Well, it was so good to have Dr. Julie Slattery on the show. Isn't she great? I would highly encourage you to visit her ministry and her website at AuthenticIntimacy.com. You'll find her new book, Sex and the Single Girl, which is a 6-week study on healthy sexuality there. You'll also find other resources like Passion Pursuit. We've talked about that on the show before as well. And Pulling Back the Shades. That's Julie's response to the 50 Shades of Grey series. You'll also find her resource, 25 Questions You're Afraid to Ask About Love, Sex, and Intimacy. Well, tomorrow we'll start a brand new series with author and pastor Peter Hubbard and his book, Love into Light: The Gospel, the Homosexual, and the Church. Thank you for listening to God, Sex, and You. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor, and you can email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. Jesus himself tells us that we are blessed if we are pure in heart, for we're going to see God. I want you to walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus and cling to his words. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.